Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Jamie from Gates writes to us this morning about her 13-year-old daughter just being the worst when it comes to getting up on time for school. Anyone else have kids who just can't seem to get out of bed in the morning? I'm assuming this was you.
Literally me. 100% me. My dad would come in, try and gently wake me up, wouldn't wake up. He'd come in, he'd turn the lights on, wouldn't wake up. He'd come in, rip the covers off, wouldn't wake up, and then he'd spray me with a spray bottle. On the fourth attempt.
That's the last resort, the spray bottle.
Uh-huh. I mean,
there's gotta
like
wait.
A cat.
Gotta be a better way to get your kids out of bed without them having to hit the snooze 11 times. How do you handle this? Jamie needs your help. 585-252-9800. Now, here's the original message. Jamie writes and says, has anyone else confronted this problem successfully? My 13-year-old daughter has an alarm set for 6:30 a.m. every day. I come in, make sure she's up, get vocal confirmation she's awake,
sure,
and knows it's time to get ready. I reappear at 7 o'clock knowing that she will still be in bed, and that's fine. We don't have to leave until 7:50 since school is 1 mile away. And then between 7 and 7:40, I reappear every 5 to 10 minutes.
Oof.
I tried yelling, and I don't want to have a heart attack, but we move bedtime earlier. So the bedtime was moved earlier, and each time she's late for school. Now she goes to bed most nights by 8:15 and 8:30. At the latest, she has lost all screens, so there's no phone, there's no TV, no computer, except her crappy school laptop, she says, for homework at the kitchen table.
Sure.
Where I can see what she's doing. I'm almost at my wit's end. Now my husband and I have started looking into boarding school options.
Oh my God.
She gets what she needs in life.
That's drama.
School is a part of that. It's kind of extreme. I'm also hesitant to do this since we would miss her terribly. Oh my God, they would literally send her away. And also because she has a real social anxiety and it could go sideways. I just don't think public school is doing her any favors.
Oh my God, this is so drama.
Yeah, no, it is. Maybe I'm thinking the extreme here, but I can't keep doing this year after year. How has anyone else dealt with this? Any ideas on getting your kids up and ready on time? My daughter is bright, but so unmotivated to get up and get going. She honestly looks like a zombie in the morning and sometimes stands in place and doesn't move for 10 minutes.
That's not literally me.
She goes, that's not an exaggeration. I've timed it. Can you imagine? She's just standing in place for 10 minutes.
Literally me. That's, I'm not kidding.
That's terrible.
When I was in school, oh my God, I had the hardest time getting up. And it's the irony is not lost on me that I do this job and have to wake up literally at the crack of dawn.
Yeah, even earlier. Has anyone else dealt with a similar situation? I would love some help and input here. Thanks, Moose and Breezy. Okay, that's Jamie from Gates. Her 13-year-old daughter cannot get up for the life of her. What do you do in that situation? How do you get them up and get them ready for school? You know,
do you start earlier? Do you wake her up at 3? So it feels like a mind manipulation. Like she gets to sleep in longer.
Listen, maybe you set the alarm clock to 7:15 the latest instead of 6:30. There's no reason for her to be up at 6:30. So maybe you hold off for a little bit longer. So she's, as soon as the alarm goes off, she can stand
up. I love
up.
How we're so opposite. I'm like, wake her up earlier. You're like, wake her up literally at 7:45 because they have to be there at 7:50.
Let's go to some texts already coming in. It's got to be a lot of people listening who have dealt with this. Andy says, I don't think there's any reason. Yeah, I agree with Moose. There's no reason for alarm to go off 30 minutes or more before she actually needs to get up. Instead,
she has to get dressed. She has to brush her teeth. She has to eat breakfast. I mean, it's a whole thing.
Who eats breakfast anymore? Here's a carnation shake. Instead, she needs to program her brain to get active as soon as the alarm goes off before she has time to overthink it. This means setting the initial alarm for the latest possible time. Kimmy says, I'm not a parent, but maybe boarding school is a little extreme. I get she can't get out of bed and is unmotivated, but another solution is a running alarm clock on wheels. They have something called Clocky. You have to get out of bed and chase it to shut it off, and it works like a charm.
Interesting.
Clocky, that sounds legit.
Clocky, huh? That does sound very interesting.
Let's look it up.
Clocky. That was always a big thing. Put an alarm clock at the other end of the room. I don't even know if I'd be able to hear it, if I'm being honest.
This thing's got little monster truck wheels. Or you can duct tape her alarm clock to a Roomba. That would be good, too. Let's go to Chelsea. I have been there with my kids a few years back, and here's what I have learned. The more you nag, the less she cares about being on time, because you're overtly shouldering that responsibility for her. Right now, mornings are her versus you instead of her learning to manage her time. If you're not getting anywhere with punishments and 5-minute reminders, try the complete opposite. Act like you couldn't care less. She's a teenager now. It's her job to get herself ready for school, not her mommy's. So by you not caring, what does that mean? She sleeps until 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Literally.
Oh, I missed homeroom again.
You missed homeroom and the whole day, sister. The whole day.
Yeah, I mean, how does that work? Would that actually be a great alternative? By just not caring?
No, because then she's not going to school.
Well, listen, you got to try anything at least once, Jamie. Take a risk. See what happens. If you just don't go in there, her alarm keeps going off, and you say, screw it. See what happens. Try it out.
She goes to work. The mom goes to work. She has no way to get to school. I guess she could walk. She said it's only a mile, but I don't know. My brother, still to this day, sleeps through. So whenever I stay at my parents and my brother's alarm's going off.
Oh, man. He'll sleep through an atomic bomb, that kid.
Fully. So what I have to do, because I don't want to get up every 5 minutes to turn his alarm off, I just start calling him because it shuts the alarm off automatically. If you have an incoming call.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Dave says, have you tried throwing a bucket of water on your daughter's face in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
That seems to have worked with me growing up. It's just some food for thought. Yes, it's a good one, David. A lot of texts coming in this morning. A lot of people got kids. And a lot of people apparently have trouble waking them up. Jess is here. She says, I bought my son a smart rug alarm clock. So a smart rug is you got to get up and stand on the rug for 5 seconds and your body weight shuts the alarm off. It's been pretty useful with him.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't crawl back into bed once he's up.
The body weight.
So it's been working. That's interesting.
It's intense.
It's a rug near the side of the bed and it's an alarm clock. You have to get up and stand on it for 5 seconds. Listen, this is either beneficial for some people or for others. They just unplug it and crawl back into bed. What teenager is super motivated? Not a ton. Well, my cousin you met the other week. He's like...
Did he get his license?
Yes, he did. Yes.
Oh, I love that for him.
Yeah, he passed his road test. He came in here.
You're like, why is this 30-year-old man taking his road test?
Full-grown beard. He's only 16. I mean, he's very motivated. But it's rare, you know? A lot of people agree with the whole clocky thing. So with Kimmy texting in, get him a clocky. Let your daughter run around her bedroom. At 7 o'clock in the morning, chasing an alarm clock to shut it off. I mean, that's a great video in itself.
So good.
Yeah, that's a great video. Jamie, a lot of texts we didn't get to. I'm going to go ahead and I'll forward those over to you so you can, I don't know, maybe you'll find some of those useful. But as of right now, get a clocky and then also get the stand-up alarm clock rug for your daughter. And if that doesn't work, just take Dave's advice. Throw a bucket of water on her face. That might help.
Yep. We're praying for you and your daughter because yes, that's a lot.
All right, guys, thanks for all the messages. We always appreciate that when we do Parental Confidential. Another one is coming up tomorrow morning on PXY. Stay there.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, welcome to the show. It is Tuesday. You got Moose and Breezy. Parents right now have no way of knowing if their baby's food has metal in it, lead, arsenic, or mercury. You know why? Because companies don't have to test their ingredients or the finished product. And that is absolutely wild to me. Mm. So while manufacturers are doing very little testing, you can best believe that consumer groups like Consumer Reports have done plenty. They are doing their homework and found the foods with the highest level of heavy metals were rice cereals as well as snacks and meals with rice, also baby foods. So if you have baby foods that are filled with sweet potatoes and carrots, those tend to be higher in heavy metals. And what they're saying right now is that heavy metals end up in your baby's food because it's from contamination or from pesticides when they manufacture it. And babies are more affected by heavy metals, and the harm can be lifelong. And a number of these heavy metals have been associated with behavior issues, causing problems with ADHD, problems with reading and learning. And if so, they are exposed to these metals earlier on in life. There is the potential that it can cause long-term effects throughout their adulthood. So Tish James is leading a group of 20 attorneys and calling out the FDA for doing absolutely nothing. She points out that the FDA created a plan in April of 2021 in which it set deadlines for issuing guidelines, but it's now backing off of those deadlines. Why? We don't know. So people who purchase these products, they're being asked to educate themselves in knowing what's worth purchasing and what isn't. If you guys need more info on this, head over to consumerreports.org. for a list of those foods and what to buy and what not to feed your kids.
Okay. Thank you, Moose. Governor Kathy Hochul will be here in Rochester in just a little under an hour here. She's going to be hitting the stage at Monroe Community College, Brighton campus out in Henrietta to touch base on that economic development announcement that's going to be chatted about and just implemented all around, not just Rochester, but New York as a whole. Another update from Governor Kathy Hochul was what's going on with all the car theft, not just in Rochester, but in New York State. It's been 5 months since Governor Kathy Hochul announced the Comprehensive Auto Theft Reduction Strategy, aka CARS, for a 5-point plan to combat last year's rise in car theft statewide. The plan was to work tandem with state police, who were also ramping up enforcement in high theft areas, aka Rochester. DMV investigators recovered more than 280 stolen vehicles across the state of New York in 2023, according to Kathy Hochul. Rochester police said that they've seen a drop in stolen vehicles since last July due to multiple factors, including increasing enforcement between law enforcement agencies and some juvenile centers as well. Another part of Governor Kathy Hochul's plan was to encourage Kia and Hyundai owners to get anti-theft measures installed while also simultaneously putting a wheel lock on their steering wheel. Michael weighed in and said, I did both of those things and still had my car stolen.
Right. Michael also took all four wheels off, too.
Michael said his plates were stolen and he's never since gotten them back.
Plates, too?
Oh, took the plates right off.
They took everything.
Took not one stone left unturned. Social media is a great place where people go and buy cars, but some of these cars that people are purchasing are stolen vehicles. So if you're looking to purchase a car on Facebook Marketplace, why don't you just get the VIN number first, make sure it's a valid VIN number, call the DMV, they'll let you know if it's stolen, whatever the case may be. So
yeah, you don't need to get pulled over on 490 guns blazing because you bought a stolen vehicle. No, no, no. That's not a good look.
Really not.
All right, coming up on the show, yeah, Kathy Hochul at MCC in an hour from now. Coming up on the show, Breezy found one of the hottest spots in town. It's not a club, but there's a line out the door every Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Right? Sundays?
Talk about some deals and steals.
Most people don't know about this. And I found this very interesting.
It was a very niche discovery for me.
Yes. And I think, just like you talked about the Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yes. The best kept secret in Rochester.
The best kept secret in Rochester. That is the outlet in Pittsford Plaza.
Yes.
Most people think it's a regular Dick's. It is not. You're saving 70, 80% off the sticker price. So she let the cat out of the bag on that. Mm-hmm. Everybody ended up going. Yep. Now I go. There's not a single thing left to buy.
They're restocking every day.
Now she's got the best kept secret in Rochester. She'll tell you what it is coming up next on PXY.
Number one hit music station. 98
PXY.
Music.
Breezy's going to give us the scoop on one of the best kept secrets in all of the 5A5. You seem to know all the hot spots.
I just feel like I've lived here my entire life, and it seems like every like couple of weeks I'm finding a new hidden gem. I'm leaving no stone unturned.
No, you're not.
And that's what happened this weekend. Ooh-wee. So, picture this. I had an après-ski party at Tony D's this weekend.
Right.
And what we had to do was dress up in ski gear. And, like, obviously I have ski gear, but it's not, like, cute. It's literally for the mountain.
I should have been there. I'm all about going skiing, but doing everything but the skiing.
I know. I don't know where you were. It's crazy you weren't there. A bunch of my friends texted you to come, and you ghosted them.
I don't remember that happening.
That's so...
I don't remember that.
Anyways, neither here nor there. But I was really, like, thinking to myself, you know what? I'm going to go wake up early Sunday morning, get my routine done. I'm going to hit up Goodwill and see if I can find, like, a faux fur something. They have a bunch of, like, hidden gems there. I figured, you know, why not? So I go to the one out in Victor. And it's a fairly newer Goodwill.
I love a brand new Goodwill.
And I roll up, I don't know, it was like 9:45.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think anything of it. I thought it would be open. So I walk up, while I mosey on up, and this woman's standing out there. Her name's Gisella. And we get talking. And I was like, what time does this open? She's like, girl.
Are you here for the speakeasy?
I'm like, what? She's like, oh, you see all these cars? And I look over and there's a bunch of cars in the parking lot. She goes, they're all waiting. We're all waiting. I said, waiting for what? She goes, it's Dollar Day at Goodwill.
Dollar Day?
What's that mean?
They don't ever advertise Dollar
Day. She goes, it's Dollar Days. She goes, we come every Sunday. She's like, this is like church for us.
Anything in the store is a buck.
Anything with a
tag.
So they change the color every week. This week it was yellow. And they change, and if it has a yellow tag or whatever color it is for the week, it's a dollar. So I'm like, she's like, it gets crazy. And me and her are the only ones at the door.
Right.
And now people are seeing that we're forming a line.
They get out of their cars.
And they come flocking. And I'm like, oh my God. She goes, just be careful. Like, it's super intense. There's a lot of good deals. There's a lot of good finds.
These people, man. It's ridiculous. These people. Come on.
No, it's crazy. So I'm like, what is going on? She's like, oh no, we're all like in a group text. We do this every Sunday. People grab carts and just start throwing anything with yellow in their cart to like claim it. And then they go back and look at it, see what they actually want. She's like, oh, I get Lululemon. I get Levi. I get name brand Coach purses. I'm like, what?
Are people only doing this just to try and flip it?
Some of them are flipping. Some of them are actually just getting them to use.
Yeah.
I
haven't been this excited in years to go to a Goodwill. Let me rephrase that. I have never been excited in my life to hit up a Goodwill like this on a Sunday morning, but now I might have to.
It was crazy.
What did you buy?
So listen to this. So it's every Goodwill in the area.
And they all do it?
They all do it. She's hyping me up. And like, she was great. Gisella. And we were like friends by the end of it. But she's like, if you need anything, like just yell, help, you know? I'm like, now I'm scared. You know what I mean? Like now I'm absolutely terrified. So 585-252-9800, did you know that dollar days at Goodwill were a thing and that people like genuinely do and go to them on a religious basis? So we're first in line. They open the girl comes out, the worker comes out. Now there's probably 40 people in line. I'm not kidding. 40 people behind me. And I'm afraid I'm going to get trampled on. So I get in there. I'm like trying to grab a card. I don't even need a card. I'm just browsing. People are running, grabbing carts, throwing their bodies.
Now like, you're 29. What was the demographic of people lining up?
You know, yeah.
What was the demo?
It was a little older. This woman behind me was like, I quit my job as a nurse when the coronavirus started, when they mandated the vaccine, and now I just sell things on eBay.
Thrift.
I'm like, okay. She's like, do you enjoy it? She's like, well, it was more fun when it was fun money. Now it's my career. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. So
the demo was a little bit older. You were probably the youngest one there in line.
For sure. And I was like, definitely the most agile, but I didn't care. So I go to this big reveal, this big, you know, cart that they have, or rack, I should say, where she's like, there's Lululemon, there's all this stuff. I didn't find one thing. I'm like, if you are doing this for a job or a hobby or a pastime, love that for you. But I will say it takes a lot of dedication. It's very time consuming to thrift.
Very.
And like, that's just the front part of it. The back part of the admin and listing and all of the things. I can't imagine. Moose, I was so overwhelmed. I just went in there. I looked around. And then you feel like you have to buy. You ever find yourself in a situation where like, well, it's so cheap, I have to buy something.
Yeah, that's me every day. Yeah. I just
picked up a random pair of jeans. I don't even know if they're my size, but they were $1.
Yeah, you're talking to a guy who spent $75 on a generator because I needed to use the bathroom store at the hardware place. You know, that's very, yeah.
Yep.
I totally get it. The only time I've ever seen something on sale. Like I walk into a Goodwill or Salvation Army, the shelves are just stocked with creepy porcelain dolls. Like buy this now for $2.50.
I was just like, I was bamboozled. I was led astray because I was like, are they seeing something that I'm not seeing? Does it take a certain eye for someone to thrift or flip or whatever you're doing? She's like, oh yeah, I buy Louis Vuittons here. I'm like, what?
That's the difference between
dollar?
Being 29 and being 65. They see things you cannot. And that's the advantage that they have.
And I see things they cannot.
No, that's very...
Without their readers.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.